अथ चतुस्त्रिंशः सर्गः। ततः शूर्पणखाम् दृष्ट्वा ब्रुवन्तीम् परुषम् वचः अमात्यमध्ये सङ्क्रुद्धः परिपप्रच्छ रावणः कश्च रामः कथम् वीर्यः किम् रूपः किम् पराक्रमः किमर्थम् दण्डकारण्यम् प्रविष्टश्च सुदुस्तरम् आयुधम् किम् च रामस्य येन ते राक्षसा हताः खरश्च निहतः सङ्ख्ये दूषणस्त्रिशिरास्तथा तत्त्वम् ब्रूहि मनोज्ञाङ्गिकेण त्वम् च विरूपिता इत्युक्ता राक्षसेन्द्रेण राक्षसी क्रोधमूर्च्छिता ततो रामम् यथा न्यायमाख्यातुमुपचक्रमे दीर्घबाहुर्विशालाक्षश्चीरकृष्णाजिनाम्बरः कन्दर्पसमरूपश्च रामो दशरथात्मजः शक्रचापनिभम् चापम् विकृष्य कनकाङ्गदम् दीप्तान् क्षिपति नाराचान् सर्पानिव महाविशान् नाददानम् शरान् घोरान् निमुञ्चन्तम् महाबलम् नकार्मुकम् विकर्षन्तम् रामम् पश्यामि संयुगे हन्यमानम् तु तत्सैन्यम् पश्यामि शरवृष्टिभिः इन्द्रेणेवोत्तमम् सस्यमाहतम् त्वश्मवृष्टिभिः रक्षसाम् भीमवीर्याणाम् सहस्राणि चतुर्दश निहतानि शरैस्तीक्ष्णैस्तेनैकेन पदातिना अर्धाधिकमुहूर्तेन खरश्च सह दूषणः ऋषीणामभयम् दत्तम् कृतक्षेमाश्च दण्डकाः एका कथञ्चिन्मुक्ताहम् परिभूय महात्मना स्त्रीवधम् शङ्कमानेन रामेण विदितात्मना भ्राता चास्य महातेजा गुणतस्तुल्यविक्रमः अनुरक्तश्च भक्तश्च लक्ष्मणो नाम वीर्यवान् अमर्षि दुर्जयो जेता विक्रान्तो बुद्धिमान् बली रामस्य दक्षिणो बाहुर्नित्यम् प्राणो बहिश्चरः रामस्य तु विशालाक्षी पूर्णेन्दुसदृशानना धर्मपत्नी प्रिया नित्यम् भर्त्वः प्रियहिते रता सा सुकेशी सुनासोरुः सुरूपा च यशस्विनी देवतेव वनस्यास्य राजते श्रीरिवापरा तप्तकाञ्चनवर्णाभा रक्ततुङ्गनखी शुभा सीता नाम वरारोहा वैदेही तनुमध्यमा नैव देवी न गन्धर्वी न यक्षी न च किन्नरी तथा रूपा मया नारी दुष्टपूर्वा महीतले यस्य सीता भवेद्भार्यायम् च हृष्टा परिष्वजेत् अभिजीवेत् स सर्वेषु लोकेष्वपि पुरन्दरात् सा सुशीला वपुश्लाघ्या रूपेणा प्रतिमा भुवि तवानुरूपा भार्या सा त्वम् च तस्याः पतिर्वरः ताम् तु विस्तीर्णजघनाम् पीणोत्तुङ्गपयोधरा भार्यार्थे तु तवानेतुमुद्यताहम् वरानना विरूपितास्मि क्रूरेण लक्ष्मणेन महाभुजा ताम् तु दृष्ट्वाद्य वैदेहीम् पूर्णचन्द्रनिभानना मन्मथस्य शराणाम् च त्वम् विधेयो भविष्यसि यदि तस्यामभिप्रायो भार्या त्वेतव जायते शीघ्रमुद्ध्रियताम् पादो जयार्थमिह दक्षिणः रोचते यदि ते वाक्यम् ममैतद्राक्षसेश्वरा क्रियताम् निर्विशङ्केन वचनम् मम रावण विज्ञायैषामशक्तिम् च क्रियताम् च महाबला सीता तवानवद्याङ्गी भार्या त्वे राक्षसेश्वरा निशम्य रामेण शरैरजिह्मगैर्हताञ्जनस्थानगतान् निशाचरान् खरम् च दृष्ट्वा निहतम् च दूषणम् त्वमद्य कृत्यम् प्रतिपत्तुमर्हसि इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे चतुस्त्रिंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड कैंटो 34 शूर्पणखा इंस्टिगेट्स रावण टू अबडक्ट सीता। हाईली एनरेज्ड to see Shurpanakha speaking harsh words in the midst of ministers, Ravana then interrogated her as follows. Who is Rama? What is his strength? What does he look like? And what is the measure of his prowess? And what for has he penetrated into the forest of Dandaka, which is exceedingly difficult to pass through? And what is the weapon in the possession of Rama, with which those ogres have been killed by him, as also Khara, Dushana and Trishira on the battlefield? Also tell me in truth, O lady of captivating limbs, by whom were you deformed? Overwhelmed with anger when questioned by the ruler of ogres in these words, the ogress then proceeded to portray Sri Rama correctly as follows. Distinguished by long arms and large eyes, and clad in the bark of trees and the skin of a black antelope, Rama, son of Dasharatha, vies with the god of love in appearance. Stretching at full length his bow, shining brightly like a rainbow, and provided with rings of gold, he lets loose effulgent narachas, steel arrows, resembling highly venomous snakes. I could not perceive when Rama of extraordinary might seized the dreadful arrows, when he pulled the bow at full length, and when he discharged them on the battlefield. I only saw the army of the ogres being exterminated by the volleys of his arrows, just like an excellent crop destroyed by Indra, the god of rain, with the showers of hailstones. By him, fighting single-handed on foot, 14,000 ogres of terrible prowess, as also Khara and Dushana, were killed with sharp arrows in the span of an hour and a half. An assurance of safety was granted by him to the rishis, seers of Vedic mantras, and the Dandaka forest, rendered secure for their habitation. I alone was spared somehow after disgracing me in the form of mutilation by the high-souled Rama, who has realized the self, afraid as he was of the sin of killing a woman. His mighty brother Lakshmana by name, who is possessed of exceptional glory and equally valorous, is attached and devoted to him because of his rare virtues. Intolerant, hard to conquer, victorious in battle, heroic, talented and strong, he is always the right hand of Rama, his very life exteriorized. Rama's beloved wife, wedded according to religious rites, has large eyes and a countenance resembling the full moon. She is ever intent on doing what is pleasing and beneficial to her lord. Having charming hair, a shapely nose and thighs, and a comely appearance, and illustrious as she is, as it were, the presiding deity of this forest, and shines like another Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty and fortune. Possessing the hue and luster of molten gold, prominent ruddy nails, shapely hips and a slender waist, the blessed lady is a daughter of Janaka, the ruler of the Videha territory, Sita by name. No woman of such comeliness, neither a goddess, nor a Gandharva woman, nor a Yaksha woman, nor again a Kinnara woman, was ever seen by me on the earth's surface ever before. He with whom Sita lives as a wife, and whom she embraces with delight, is sure to live more happily in all the worlds, even than Indra. She is a woman of good disposition, praiseworthy of form and peerless on earth, in point of comeliness. She will be a consort worthy of you, and you will be her excellent husband. I, for my part, was intent on bringing that lady of broad hips and rounded and prominent breasts, in order that she may be a wife to you. But I was deformed by the cruel Lakshmana. O mighty-armed brother, if you behold today the aforesaid princess of the Videha territory, with her face shining brightly as the full moon, you will undoubtedly become a target of the shafts of love. If your mind feels inclined to take her to wife, your right foot may soon be raised at this very place to conquer Rama. If this counsel of mine finds favor with you, let my advice be fearlessly followed by you, O Ravana, the lord of Rakshasas. Realizing the weakness of these people, Rama and others, and your own superior strength, O ruler of ogres, let Sita of faultless limbs be taken to wife, O my brother of extraordinary might. Hearing of the night stalkers stationed in Janasthana, having been killed with his straight-going arrows, and knowing Kara as well as Dushana slain by Rama, you ought to realize your duty today. Thus ends Canto 34 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.